There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I am Rob, and it's a show of first-world problems tonight, people.
Absolutely. I leave on vacation on Friday, and I was just complaining to Rob. And I'm sure other people have this issue also, right? So, you know, before you leave on vacation for a couple of weeks, you have to make sure you pay all your bills, right?
Obviously. Why don't you remind people where you're going? Because this will make people feel less sorry for you.
I'm going to a tropical island.
Yes, that's in the United States. The only tropical island in the United States.
If you're a long-time listener of the show, you'll know where I'm headed. I want to save it as a surprise, though, because we're going to do a show on location at some point next week.
Because you're taking your studio with you.
I am taking my studio with me.
Yes, but your iPhone.
I can pay every other bill online. Any credit card, any store card, insurance, anything I want, I can pretty much go online and pay. Except for doctor's bills.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Why do I still have to write out a check and run it over to the post office?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why am I buying a stamp? And here's the frustrating thing. So I have I write out the check for the bill, and I'm looking for the envelope in the bill. No envelope was sent.
No.
So then I'm scurrying around my house to go find an envelope so I can mail this bill, right? So I get the envelope, I stick the check in, I'm like, all right, I gotta run over to the post office. So I run over to the post office. Obviously, you can't buy one stamp. You have to buy an entire book of stamps.
Really? You have to do that? Here's the thing. If I ever have to mail anything, like, I go to my school office and just buy a stamp from them. They'll sell me one stamp. So I don't ever have to go to the post office and buy a stamp.
Nope. I was at the machine. And you're not allowed to buy one stamp. The minimum purchase is a book of stamps.
You guys have the machines there in New York, don't you?
Yeah.
We still have people. We still have real people in Nebraska.
So you can walk into your post office and I just want one stamp.
Yes.
Here's my 46 cents.
I honestly think is that what a stamp costs now? I really have no idea.
It's 46 cents. That's because, but more often than not, any bill that you pay is either auto-debited out of your account or bill paid through your bank account.
True. So anyway, we're doing a late show tonight because I've been on the river all day.
Which river?
I went down a nearby river, not the big river, another small river, and went tubing. Got in the river at like 10 o'clock this morning and got out like 5 this afternoon. So it was a long day on the river.
Tubing's cool in the river.
I am exhausted. I'm tired. It was a lot of fun, but I'm very, very tired. But so I didn't get to see last night on the Big Brother live feeds, what I heard was a huge blow-up in the house. So if somebody in the chat room wants to fill me in on that. I didn't get to watch the live feeds last night because I was gone. But if you guys want to watch the Big Brother live feeds, you can do that and help support RFF Radio all in the same click. RFFradio.com/Big Brother. If you want to watch those Big Brother live feeds, you can try them free for 48 hours. But I promise you, once you start watching, you won't want to shut them off. You get to see everything that you don't get to see on TV. You get to see strategies play out. You get to see much more on the live feeds than you'll ever get to see on the TV show. And I urge everyone to go check them out. And you also help support RFF through all of this. By your purchase of the feeds, we get a little kickback, so we really appreciate it. RFFradio.com/Big Brother to watch. And they're saying in the chat room that Alyssa got nuts last night. She went rogue last night, so I don't know what happened. There was a big fight last night. I need to go back. Here's the cool thing about the Big Brother live feeds is they have flashback. You can go back to any time, any hour, any camera that you want to and watch in the past. So I got to go back to last night.
It's been bubbling because Amanda and McCray were really pushing. Now they didn't show that fight live on TV tonight.
No, they did not show the fight tonight.
Who was the fight between? Is it between Alyssa and Amanda?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Chat room is going to have to fill me in on that because there was some animosity between Alyssa and Amanda on tonight's show.
Because Amanda McCray, honestly, Amanda needs to settle. Needs to cool
her
jets.
Oh boy, does she ever! Holy cow, does she ever!
She was trying too hard to get Alyssa to put up Howard, and like Alyssa was saying, like, why do you want? You mean Judd,
not Alyssa.
Last week when Alyssa was in.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
Amanda was pushing Alyssa to put up Howard. And as Alyssa was saying, you know, for everybody knows that I've been winning. You know, in the back of her head, everybody knows she's been winning MVP.
Yeah.
She puts up Howard, she's making a pretty strong enemy in the house. Why should she take that risk for Amanda and McCray?
True.
I agreed with her. I did not disagree with her decision to put up Spencer at all. And then Amanda was pushing Judd hard to put up Howard.
Yeah, Amanda, that's what I wanted to talk about.
In Judd's defense, I'm sure Judd's probably thinking to himself, well, shit, you and McCray are together. Howard might be somebody I want to align with, you know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense for me to do your dirty work. If you want to put up Howard, win HOH and put him up yourself.
And that's a valid point. I mean, I feel like Amanda is playing way too hard. She's putting a huge target on her and Judd. An unnecessary – or not her and McCray.
Yeah.
And it's an unnecessary target.
She's already tried to play the end game a little too quickly.
Yeah. KFN Dog says in the chat room, Judd wants to get rid of a girl with three boys already gone. And that's a good point. You know, Spencer
– this is a good point. If I'm Judd, there's the – what – it never made any sense. She was trying to convince Judd to put up Howard. It never made any sense for him to make that move.
No. No. You know, because David went, Nick is gone, Spencer is gone. You know, I don't know who's going to go next.
Jeremy's gone.
Jeremy's gone. I don't know who's going to go next. I guess maybe last night's fight kind of hinges on Alyssa wanting to keep Caitlyn, but everyone else wants to get rid of Caitlyn. So, I don't know.
I think the roots of it started when Amanda confronted Alyssa last week. And so, the fight was between Alyssa and Amanda, we're sure?
No, we're not sure on that. I think it's just Alyssa wanting to get rid of Caitlyn.
Was somebody in the chat room got a breakdown of the fight? Because I missed it last night.
I didn't see it at all. Caitlyn is the target, they're saying in the chat. I'm sorry, I'm a little behind on the feeds this week because I was just, I'm gone, I'm out of it.
It's probably better that we're behind on the feeds because it was tough last week when we were doing the show.
I know.
Trying to pretend like I didn't already know what happened.
Yeah. Why am I getting Jeremy and Spencer mixed around?
I thought we were pretty convincing, though, when we were discussing everything last week, when both of us knew full well who won POV and who was up on the block.
Snipes is saying, well, KFN Dog says, listen, Aaron got into the fight. Snipes is saying she was reading the Bible out loud or something, and Andy shooed her to keep her quiet. And what they were talking about, and she misunderstood it for something else. I see.
Oh, so the fight was between Alyssa and Aaron?
Yeah.
Well, that's not surprising.
But it looks like Andy shished her. So she just is overreacting. Alyssa's overreacting. People, this is the thing about week four. Week four is very pivotal.
That's not that big. I mean, that's a predictable fight. A good
it is.
Fight.
But this
a fight
is, that but
I was
week four.
That would have happened.
By the time week four rolls around, people are on the edge. Mm-hmm. And people go, and Alyssa obviously went overboard last night.
Yeah, that's not going to have a lasting repercussion, though, because everybody hates Aaron to begin with.
Oh, that's true.
And Alyssa and Andy will make up. That's really kind of nothing.
Yeah.
I wish I would have watched it, though, so I'm going to go back to the live feeds and take a peek.
I'm going to have to.
It's going to be interesting to see how the rest of this game plays out, because the power alliance is kind of a loose alliance. Right? Because, yeah, well, Amanda and McCray seem like they're playing together.
Yeah.
Helen and Alyssa seem like they're playing together. It feels like Judd, Spencer, Howard, and Candace aren't together.
No.
But they should probably consider it.
They're just not on the same page. They seem to be in the right book. They're just not on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, the four of them basically, it seems like they're like kind of loosely playing with each other, but you're right. They're not strategizing together like they should.
Yeah.
Caitlin, Aaron, and Gina Marie are the outcasts.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're on the block this week. Can we talk a little bit about how funny it is that America voted for Alyssa to be nominated and not? Because obviously this week we were voting for the third nominee, not voting for MVP.
Do you think people made a mistake?
That's what I'm wondering. There was a huge push on Twitter, though, to vote Alyssa. People, there are some Big Brother fan sites that don't like Alyssa saying, hey, vote Alyssa for MVP, here's how you do it. So I don't know if they got tricked by that. I don't know if they misunderstood. But it has caused a huge stir in the house. I mean, people just don't know who would nominate Alyssa, and then when Alyssa saves herself with the veto, puts Gina Marie up on the block.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody knows where that came from.
What was interesting about it?
Yeah, Davey says Brinto fans aren't the brightest.
Here's the thing: Alyssa was never really, even when she went up on the block, she was never really in danger. I was kind of hoping that America would throw somebody up on the block that would make it interesting, right? Like if America had thrown like Spencer or Howard up there next to Aaron and Caitlin, right? Let's say America had nominated Howard. Well, then you have a real, if you're in the house, then that would have been a really compelling vote, right?
Right.
But, you know, Alyssa, even if she was sitting up on the block, Caitlin was still going home.
Well, Aaron, well, obviously,
I'm just assuming Caitlin's going home.
Aaron obviously got the most votes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just, she couldn't be nominated, so Alyssa went up on the block.
What's interesting is Aaron probably had like 89% of the votes.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably like the RFF Reality Awards, and somebody has like 95%. And the second place person has like 3%.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But I don't know. It really threw the house for a whole shock that Alyssa goes up, then Gina Marie goes up.
Here's the thing. I mean, now, do you agree with me that Caitlin's probably more likely to go home than Aaron, even though the house hates Aaron?
I think right? Caitlin is the target. I mean, Aaron's one of those players, like, well, we can get rid of her anytime.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. And I think they're looking at, you know, Caitlin got take the opportunity to get rid of her first, then loop back around for Aaron.
Yeah. Snipe says, it's looking like Caitlin is the target. And it makes sense. Caitlin is, and this, people can change. I mean, you may think we're giving you spoilers, but I tell you what, things change in that house minute by minute. So this is why watching the live feeds is so interesting, is because things switch on a dime. And Caitlin is the obvious target because she's so smart. She can actually win.
She can win challenges. Aaron hasn't proven that.
No.
She can win challenges.
No, she can't. She really can't. Well, Aaron was HOH once. I mean, Caitlin wasn't.
Yeah, she won HOH because Jeremy carried her through that challenge, though.
True. True. That's a great counterpoint. I forgot about that. Davey says Amanda and McCray group want Caitlin out and the Spencer Howard group want Aaron out. You know, this is where...
Well, it's going to be interesting. Well, the Spencer Howard Candace group, they hate Aaron.
They do.
Right? I mean, so I would... It's going to be interesting. And seeing that's why I say that alliance is kind of loose, right? Because, you know, those three definitely want to get rid of Aaron, right? Amanda and McCray want to get rid of Caitlin. I think Helen and Alyssa want to get rid of Caitlin also.
The thing is, if Caitlin and Gina Marie weren't up there, Spencer, Howard, and
Candace
would have more numbers But yeah. The problem is two of their five are on the block. So it's going to change. The power is about to shift, I think, in this House, just because you have Spencer and Howard getting a group of people together. And we saw the formations of that on tonight's show.
What's going to be interesting is I guarantee if either Spencer, Howard, or Candace win an HOH, they're going to seriously consider trying to backdoor Amanda. I would if I were them.
I think you have to, because she's just playing this game so hard. The fact that she goes to Judd and basically begs him to backdoor Howard and get Howard out of this House.
And you don't think Judd's going to mention that to Howard sometime in the next week or so?
He will, yeah.
My hunch...
The power is up for grabs, Davey. The power is up for grabs.
My definite hunch is that it is that whole loose alliance is about to break up soon. I don't actually think Aaron and Gina Marie are out of this thing yet. As I agree with you, I think depending on who wins HOH, the power could radically shift next week.
Yeah.
I think if, let's say, Spencer or Howard win HOH, I could absolutely see them looking around and going, all right, let's put up Aaron and Gina Marie.
No.
But
no.
What we'll do is we'll try to backdoor Amanda.
No, they will go guns blazing at Amanda and McCray. There's no reason to not. If you're Howard and you win HOH, Judd will obviously spill the beans about what Amanda said.
Yeah, sure.
And Howard will go guns blazing with Amanda and McCray. And
see, my belief, it's always best if you're targeting somebody to not put them up on the block, to keep them out of the veto competition, and then try and backdoor them.
Yeah, but the thing is, the MVP thing adds just a whole nother layer of complexity to the whole thing. You don't know where that vote is coming from. I mean, they're banking on the fact that Alyssa is going to be the one getting that nomination, and the backdoor situation now with this is so complicated. It's so hard to backdoor somebody, I think.
I say this all the time every time we talk about this. One of my favorite scenes in Big Brother history is still Nokomis coming up with the six-finger plan.
No.
The invention of how to backdoor somebody.
Yeah.
The move that revolutionized Big Brother.
It did. It really... in a time, in six seasons of Big Brother, I know the veto rules kind of changed in between Big Brother 3 and 4, and maybe even changed a little after that, but she revolutionized the game. She revolutionized the game.
And you could say Jace had a part of that, because
yeah.
It was his reign of terror.
It was
that
his
caused
reign of terror.
Drastic measures to be taken.
But this MVP thing, you have to admit, this MVP thing absolutely adds a whole new layer of complexity to backdooring somebody.
It definitely makes it tougher.
KFN Dog says it was Marvin and not Nokomis who invented the six-finger plan.
No, it was Nokomis who came up with it.
Oh man! Now I've got to go back and maybe watch Big Brother.
Yeah, go back and watch it. I thought Nokomis was responsible for the.
Maybe Nokomis was just the delivery boy. I mean, whoops.
It could have been, I guess.
Maybe Marvin did come up with it. I don't remember Marvin coming. I don't remember Marvin having many good ideas.
I feel like Nokomis was fully responsible for that. Yeah, but I'm willing to.
Our research department needs to do some work.
Our research department has to look this up.
Yep.
I know Nokomis was the one who was, I'll say she was the public face of the plan.
She was I think she was the public face of the plan. You know, winners write history, people. And Marvin didn't last much longer, Nokomis lasted a lot longer than Marvin did, so. East York Disney fan in the chat room says the MVP is just lame and it's worse than Hidden Idols in Survivor. It is a little lame. I don't disagree with that statement whatsoever. It just adds another layer to this game that makes the overall game a little bit more interesting. They're wondering also in the chat room, does the MVP end after 4 weeks? Because Big Brother Twist only lasts 4 weeks, so it's worse than Redemption Island. Yeah, maybe. Worse than the Medallion of Power.
I liked Redemption Island. I was on board with Redemption Island.
Not a big fan of the Redemption Island.
I kind of like the thought that somebody's sitting there all by themselves.
KFN Dog also says, Nokomis got the edit on the show, but Marvin and Nokomis were the ones that originally talked about it.
Yeah, I wasn't watching the live feeds back then, so that's why I'm leaving that open to interpretation.
Yeah, we might have to do some research on this one.
I know Nokomis was the one who presented it, who was framed as having presented it, who... If you only watched the TV show, you thought you would have guessed Nokomis was the innovator.
Yeah. Yeah. East York Disney fan says Redemption Island was okay until Ozzy ruined it. No, it has been an interesting week in the Big Brother house. It really has been a fun week. And I don't know why, because some of the most predictable people are up on the block when you have Aaron, Caitlin, and Gina Marie.
Big Brother could do a Redemption Island type thing. No, not, they couldn't. Not a pure, but imagine if you got, had a chance, right, to avoid being on the block, right? Let's say after an HOH competition, they go, all right, one person, if you finish second place, you have the option of staying in the house for the entire week and, you know, living comfortably and having a chance to go up on the block, or being locked in this room with nothing, with absolutely nothing other than cereal for a week or slop for a week. Would you do that to avoid going up on the
block? No, I would hang out with my friends and take the chance. I mean, these people are hanging out with friends at this point. You're 4 weeks into living...
I don't know. Let's say you're worried that you're going to go up on the block. Like, if I were Caitlin and I was given that option this week, I'd absolutely take that chance. I'd be like, fine. Stick me in a room by myself for a week.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like a sketchy idea.
No bed, no nothing. Just no linoleum.
How about being locked in a room with a 9-minute snooze alarm like Judd was after that veto comp? Oof.
That is cruel and unusual punishment.
That was terrible. 24 hours.
It wouldn't work on me because I fall asleep. I sleep through my alarm all the time.
I think I would absolutely just annoy Allison and not hit the button.
Wake up, Trevor.
Yeah. Rob, you need to hit the button. Rob, it's Allison.
Put your microphone back on.
Shima.
We are not going to have another Chima situation.
Shima, it's Allison. You need to go to the diary room.
I loved when she took the mic and threw it in the jacuzzi.
Oh, my God.
Five greatest moments in Big Brother history.
What was that? Like, somebody said those were $4,000 mic packs, and she just throws it in the pool.
Shima, you need to go to the diary room. No.
Shima, come to the diary room. I need you to come now. Yeah, that's right.
I thought
she did
that
say
was
that.
Great. Okay. She should have been cast for the All-Star season because of that.
Oh, when Allison has to be edited into the show, you know shit is getting real inside the Big Brother house.
What's interesting is, I didn't watch the live feed of that. But I'm assuming it was a lot longer that was drawn out.
I think that was all blocked out on the live feeds. I do not think we saw any of that on the live feeds. Correct me if I'm wrong, because it happened in the middle of the night. But
that would be great. Rob, report to the diary room. Allison, go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God. I don't think you mess with Allison Grodner. I still want her on this show. She'll never come, but I
pull
still want
the
her on the
phone
show.
Like Eric Cartman. Haven't you that? You suck my ball.
No, you know shit's getting real when Allison is in the show. And
but
you know
what I'm actually a little bit concerned about here? I haven't discussed this.
Uh-oh.
I might be losing CBS.
That's what I'm I got an alert from CBS today because of the Big Brother live feeds. They just wanted to reassure all the salespeople that the Big Brother live feeds are going to be available even if you have Time Warner Internet. But they're saying as soon as maybe tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on with these with these fucking cable companies and content providers? So CBS and Time Warner must be in a money dispute, and Time Warner is threatening to drop CBS from its lineup. Time Warner, what the fuck are you doing?
I see. I haven't read enough to know whose side I should be on. Like, is CBS asking for enough that's going to force my cable bill to go up? What's the scoop here?
But CBS shouldn't be demanding any money. I'm in the same boat as you, Trevor. I haven't done a lot of research on this.
I've done enough research to know what's at stake here.
But if you can put up an antenna and get fucking CBS over the air for free, they should not be charging cable companies an extraordinary amount of money.
I'm not sure if it's about CBS or if it's about other networks that CBS owns, like Showtime.
No, they're threatening to cut off CBS.
Well, I'm sure it's all a negotiating ploy, right? I mean, I don't know. I have to read more about this dispute. All I know is, Big Brother may not be getting show. I might be losing CBS.
That would be devastating to, I mean, a lot of people. You don't mess with Big Brother fans.
I can always, it's almost like I can watch the stills, right?
Yeah.
Just watch it on my iPhone. It's really not that big of a deal.
True, but like I said, if you can put up an antenna and get it over the air, what difference does it make?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, we're at the point, I haven't tried this, but I'd be willing to guess I could probably plug my iPhone into a TV and watch it like that also.
I don't know if you can do that or not. I'm sure there's a cable.
I can plug my computer into a TV, and it's almost like I can plug my, because you can watch the Big Brother on CBS.com.
Right, after the show airs. I mean, it's not going to be live, but.
So I could always just, if I can plug my TV in, I wonder if there's a way if I could use my iPhone.
There might be. I don't know. You could get, no, you know what? There's a CBS app. You could absolutely do it.
Yeah.
Get the CBS app and watch it there that way. No, it irritates me that you can get these stations. I can't because I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere. But you can in New York put up a little antenna in your window and pull those ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, all of those broadcasts over the air for free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stephen Minneapolis says, go to Target, Walmart, Radio Shack, and pick up a digital antenna. Plug it into your TV and you're watching it. I mean, you're going to have an HD signal. Mm-hmm. And it just irritates me.
Well, one of my houses, one of the TVs in my house is off the antenna. Oh. I have cable boxes for two of them, and then for the other one is the Netflix machine.
Well, pull up the antenna and watch CBS that way.
I can watch CBS on that TV.
Fuck
no matter
Time
what.
Warner.
I call that the Netflix machine, though, so it'll be interrupting what its usual its usual purposes.
You need to just switch to Fios. If you have Fios in your neighborhood, I heard they have, 500 megabits down and like 300 megabits up in some areas.
I've heard Fios do some, I need to hear that somebody's had Fios in my neighborhood and is having a good experience.
You need to start talking to your neighbors, Trevor. I know that's a unique thing in New York.
Because I wonder how Fios does in, like, storms and whatnot.
It's all fiber optic. There's nothing. Yeah. It's not like over a satellite. It's all fiber optic cable.
Yeah, you're right.
It's all underground cable.
I guess the problem is I'd have to go through the expense of returning all my cable boxes and whatnot.
Well, if they're not going to give you the content that you want, fuck them.
You know, if it would be interesting, if I were Fios, I would like offer, like, no problem, we'll handle returning all your shit to Time Warner.
Yeah, they really should. Because Time Warner will absolutely lose customers over this. Maybe it's CBS being unreasonable, I don't know. But it's no good for either side. Ratings will be down for CBS because Time Warner customers can't watch their content. And Time Warner will lose customers because they can't get the stuff that they want.
See, I think it's more of a gamble for CBS. changing your cable is like one of the last things you want to do, right?
Yeah.
Because then you have to go and collect all your boxes, you have to return it. There's going to be a couple day period where you probably don't have TV and you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do now?
And you
have to pay more when you to install cable.
When I switched to Dish from DirecTV, it couldn't have been easier. Like, I just filled out a form online, and boom, a few days the Dish people were here, and boom, I had TV. It was just that simple. I never talked to anybody. I never did anything. And I know we have some DirecTV fans on our audience, and I'm sorry, but the Dish Hopper is amazing. No, I understand what you're saying, though, Trevor. I really do. It sucks. I know it sucks for you living in the big city, too. Come to my little town. No worries. Except everyone. So what do you think's going to happen on Big Brother?
I think Caitlin goes home.
I think so, too. Just because she's on the block, Gina Marie's on the block, and they can't really vote with Candace and Howard and Spencer. But I think that there could be a huge shift in the house this week.
It'll be interesting if it's a 4-3 vote, because if it's a 4-3 vote, that would say to me that there is going to be a huge... That if it's a 4-3 vote, then if you're Amanda McCray, you better really try on the HOH challenge.
KFN Doug says, what type of HOH do you think they'll have? Another, well, it could be an endurance. I don't expect an endurance because we had one.
This would be a great time for a pressure cooker.
It would be. But I don't think we're going to have an endurance because we just had one when Aaron won her HOH. I don't know. We might. If we do, that would be great because that sells feeds.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to sell feeds, people. Get those feeds going. It would be a great time for a pressure cooker because this is where things just shift. I mean, it could easily shift over the power. The power is up for grabs, as Julie would say. So watch Big Brother this week. Have you turned on Whodunit yet, Trevor?
I did.
What did you think?
It's not a bad show.
It isn't.
I'm hoping the butler did it.
Oh, my God. I will be so angry.
That would be awesome.
So reality.
Ever since he told me he'd be angry, I've been rooting for the butler to be the one that's done it.
Oh, I will be so mad if it's the butler.
This will be my Chubbs.
Now, you know what? I called the butler a long time ago, but I said I would be upset if it was the butler.
Yeah, the butler seems kind of suspicious to me.
He is a suspicious motherfucker, isn't he?
I think it might be the butler.
I've tried to get Ulysses on the show because he's a very popular guy on Twitter, and he is a very interesting guy. I'd like to get him on the show. He hasn't answered me yet, so let's try to get Ulysses on RFF Radio. But the great people over at Reality Blurred have another great article with one of the creators. He's a producer on the show, creator of CSI, Anthony Zukier. How do you say his name? Z-U-I-K-E-R. How would
Zucker.
You? Zucker. Okay. He was saying that the murderer, this has taken me a little aback and a little out of the show, but the murderer does not know how the murders were committed because, quote, they have to be a real contestant, end quote. Who works alongside other contestants to solve the crimes. And Zucker said that the murders are motiveless crimes. So it's rinse and repeat in terms of crime solving week to week. The author of the... Who wrote this? Probably Andy. Yeah, Andy I don't even know how to say his name. Andy Denhart. Denhart. I don't know how to fucking say these people's names. I'm sorry if I'm butchering it. Asked if the murderer contestant could be marked for elimination by receiving a scared card, since he or she didn't have any information about the actual crimes and thus could fail the test. Zucker answered, I can't answer that one because it may give away some stuff. So obviously, if the murderer has to act like a real contestant, well, act is the wrong word to say because these people aren't acting. They're not actors. But if these are real contestants who have to work alongside the other contestants, and they don't know how the crime is committed, obviously they could have a scared card, but they'll never be eliminated. It really isn't the mole. I mean, the murderer isn't trying to cover anything up, which I wish they could do that. Like, the murderer is like, oh, maybe they're onto me at this point, and tries to cover something up. No. They could just be killing people off and not have a murderer until the last week and go, oh, you've done it. You know, this article was very in-depth and interesting, and if you go over to Reality Blurred and search whodunit, all your questions answered, you'll find this article, which is very, very interesting. But it took me back because they don't need to have a murderer, per se, until the last week and say, oh yeah, by the way, you've been the murderer the whole season. Which scares me a little bit about this show. The ratings have dropped off. They started with a solid 3 million, and now they're down to just under 2 million people after week 4 or 5.
That's not good for an ABC show, because Joe Schmo is drawing a million on Spike.
Yeah, I don't know where I saw that on Twitter somewhere. I'm going to try to find it here.
You know what it is? The summer, though, a lot of people, don't watch as much TV in the summer.
No, that's right. That's true. That is very true.
The problem when you debut a summer show, for a summer reality show, is you really need to have a good hook, right?
Okay.
Like, Beauty and the Geek was a strong summer offering when they introduced it. Average Joe was really good.
June 23rd, the first episode debuted with 4.05 million viewers. The fifth episode on July 21st had 2.96 million viewers.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, but to shed over a million viewers in 5 weeks, in 3 weeks. I mean, by the third episode, they only had 3 million even viewers. That's a rough thing to do, to lose 3 million viewers or a million viewers in 3 weeks. I don't know. I think people were a little taken aback at first. A lot of people thought they were really killing people off. There was, Twitter was abuzz with people wondering if they were really actually killing people on this show. Which means that this country is full of dummies. So, I don't know. It's a good show. What were your thoughts on it, I guess?
Nothing really. Oh, gosh. I see Conan's already going all in on the Anthony Weiner thing.
Oh, no.
I should probably tape the first 10 minutes of every one of these shows. Like, I'm sure it's comedy gold.
What is keep your penis in your pants. It's just amazing to me that this guy just cannot stop sexting people. Allegedly. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but it's really scary. Stop. America needs. Did you see the Geraldo picture, Trevor, that he posted?
Nobody wanted to see that.
Who wants to see that? Enough. Enough with the sexting and the selfies and the fucking nudes in the mirror. Enough. If you want to flash your cock or your boobs, go to your significant other and just whip it out if you want to. Seriously, I'm tired of it. I'm just getting old and curmudgeonly, I think. I'm like Andy Rooney. Stop with the fucking sexting pictures.
See, you used to make fun of Andy Rooney, but I feel like you'd be great in Andy Rooney. They should have offered you, let you be Andy Rooney.
They should let me be Andy Rooney. I'll sit in that fucking desk for 110 more years till I can't fucking talk anymore.
He had the best job in history of television. For 5 minutes, he got to complain about one thing a week.
Yeah. That's I could great. Do that. Fuck, I do. We complain about one thing a week for an hour.
Yeah, Andy would have agreed with me. Why the fuck can't I pay my doctors online?
Yeah, that's another thing. I could do 5 minutes on that. Did he even? I don't think he even had 5 minutes.
It's the 21st century. Have a website so I can go to and then deposit my money into your account.
I don't know.
It'd be a toss up. I'd probably have to hold that for later, so I could discuss the Wiener thing.
And why does his name... Change your name. Get a new name, Anthony. I really...
The name is fine. The problem is...
what you're doing.
What you're doing is, yeah.
I think... Here's the thing. I think Anthony Weiner... I can't say it with a straight face. No. I really do think that he is a smart politician. Mm-hmm. I may not agree with everything that he says and does. Oh, obviously.
He's definitely, yeah, I would say, you know, if he didn't have all this lingering over him,
yeah.
He probably would be, like, you know, torching everybody in the race right now.
I think so. But he's just, he's got a lot of baggage. I like the guy. He seems like a really knowledgeable guy. I mean, he's friends with Jon Stewart. When Jon Stewart would have him on his show, you could tell that they were truly friends. And again, I don't agree with everything Jon Stewart says, but Jon Stewart's a down-to-earth guy, and he's an every-man's man kind. I mean, in a sense. So if him and Anthony Weiner are friends, that tells me something about Anthony. And I don't know. It's just enough with your sexting.
Mm-hmm.
It just it's irritating, really irritating. Are we done for the week? Are we done complaining?
Yeah, we so we both agree Caitlin's going home.
I think Caitlin's going home. Yes.
Who do you have winning HOH?
You know, I'm gonna say someone. Like Andy or Candace. I don't think it's going to be Howard or Spencer directly, but if Candace would win it, they have some pull.
I'll agree with you. I'll go Candace. She's due. She's been close in a lot of these challenges.
She has been. She's no dummy. I like Candace a lot. I like Candace
a lot. Well, she's the one who figured out the moving company.
Yeah. Yeah. She was right on top of that from the beginning. So... Well,
I would think it's better if you're going to go in for an alliance to try to go with a cross-gender alliance.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, if you're going to try to start an early secret alliance, go up to some girl and be like, listen, me and you, it's a line. We're not going to tell anybody.
An all-boys alliance is risky. An all-girls alliance is risky, too, for
that matter. Tougher to pull off, I think, in all the same sex alliance.
Yeah.
Because people automatically assume that you might be aligned.
No, Davey says there's no talk about Gina Marie's amazing ability to deep throat yogurt. Holy shit. I forgot about that. Did you see them eat down that yogurt and try to gain weight? Fuck. That would have been And by the way, fro-yo may be the worst word in the history of the world. I hate that word. Fro-yo. I understand the point of not wanting to say the whole word frozen yogurt. Actually, I can't. Here's my Andy Rooney. Here's my Andy Rooney bit for the night. Froyo is a terrible word. Stop using it.
Stop.
It's terrible. Anyway.
I miss Andy Rooney. I watched 60 Minutes as much as I used to.
May he rest in peace.
He was a great man.
He annoyed me, but I think the only reason he annoyed me is because he would interrupt my Amazing Race time. If he wasn't on, like, when I'm itching to watch the Amazing, it's 58 minutes after the hour, and we still haven't seen the Amazing Race because it was supposed to start at 8, and it's 8:58, and we still haven't watched it. And Andy Rooney's coming on my fucking television. I'm a little pissed off.
You know what? 60 Minutes needs to replace him. They need to find another curmudgeon to get up there and complain
Perfect.
About shit.
Hire me. Yes, Davey, maybe I did tell Andy Rooney to fuck off a few weeks before he died. You're right.
It was all in good fun.
No, I really wanted him to just fuck off, because he was always interrupting the Amazing Race. But the fact that he passed away, I have to give him a little bit of more respect than
that. Yeah, I'm a fan. I was definitely a fan of his work.
I was, no, that's stretching it. Now you've pushed it too far. But anyway, I'm in a mood tonight, folks, if you can't tell. I've had a long, tiring couple of days. The river is a hell of a lot of fun, but man, it's a lot of work. And we had a tube tip over today and get on top of somebody, and we almost lost them. No, we really almost didn't, but it was scary for a few minutes when she couldn't get her balance on the bottom of the river and the tubes on top of her flipped over. It's scary, you know, fending for your life out there on the white water rapids of this fucking little stream. So I'm exhausted and I'm in a bad mood. And Trevor, as always, is the utmost professional.
Absolutely.
Getting ready to go to Hawaii for 2 weeks. You'll have Wi-Fi out there, won't you?
Yeah, I got the clear thing.
Oh, that's right.
I reactivate it every time I go out there.
That's right. I forget about that. That works really good.
Oh, it's awesome. The little pocket modem.
Did the tube with the beer in it tip over? It did not. No.
And you know what? They're still going to have CBS out there.
They will. They don't have Time Warner in Hawaii?
Oh, wait. Yeah, I can't be sure of this.
Yeah, you can't be sure of that. Thank God I don't have anything with Time Warner anywhere nearby me. Thank God I don't have anything nearby me, actually. I literally live out on the prairie. Trevor broadcasts from the pool. That is true, Davey, with a margarita in hand.
Absolutely.
Trevor's usually toned up pretty good when we do a show. Well, and I do want to remind people, while you're out in Hawaii, because it's like a 24-hour difference in time, you're actually in the future. No.
Yes.
Because
actually, I'm in the past.
Yeah, you are in the past. We do shows at wildly different times, so be watching Twitter. And if you don't catch our show live, we record it and post it at rffradio.com. Or you can subscribe to it on iTunes. That's how most people listen to us, is through iTunes. So,
absolutely.
So we will be doing a show at some odd times, probably over the next couple weeks. How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
They can catch you at Trevor, rffradio.com.
I'm Rob at rffradio.com. Twitter.com/RobRFF. That is the absolute best way to get a hold of me, because it comes directly to my phone. And it's like you're texting me, people. And Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with me. You always put up with Trevor. He's the professional in the group, to be honest with you. I just sit here and hit the record button and bitch about everything. Especially when I'm in a bad mood. Thanks, you guys. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have a show. And I can't say this enough. We have the best audience out there. And Trevor and I, from the bottom of our hearts, really do appreciate it. So thank you for that. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week.